Looking for America Siouxland features works by a dozen artists at the Betty Strong Encounter Center. The pieces include photos, mixed media, graphic design.
It's a pig.
Whole Hog by Rich Yates shows parts of the animal with words sometimes used to describe others, like them, different, deviant,
other people,
strange.
Right? Even though we're still part of this whole community, and again, which the pig represents for us.
One of a handful of paintings includes a John Deere tractor, others abstract thoughts, with a simple theme. And what does America mean to you?
Good question.
At a special gathering to launch the exhibit, Christine McAvoy snaps pictures of some of the women whose faces cover nearly a full wall.
I wanted to photograph them how I see them. I see them as strong women. I see them as interesting women. I see them as great contributions to our community.
One of the images shows a young teen smiling in a sea of multicolored basketballs.
My name is Zakia. I am 15 years old and I go to North High School. I feel like I like it because it kind of stands me out because you never seen like a Muslim girl playing basketball.
Zakia is Ethiopian, born in Kenya before moving to the U.S.
I came here when I was about 6 months. My mom was very new to this country and everything. It was hard for her to attract to it and everything.
Do you think this is a community that embraces diversity?
Yes, I've been living in the city for 6 years now. Now we have different kind of countries that are coming here. I feel like the city changed and became more open.
There's room for all of these different
Dan Wallace is the director of projects for New American Economy, a bipartisan research and advocacy organization based in New York City.
Because what we're doing is we're asking people, what does it mean to be American in your community? And so we wanted to have answers to that question come from lots of different kinds of places.
Sioux City is one of only six communities across the country chosen for this art initiative, with a goal of bringing people of different backgrounds and beliefs together.
So when we were thinking about where to go, what we really wanted most was to have geographic diversity, demographic diversity, political diversity. And so on our way here, we've already stopped in Detroit, Michigan, Salt Lake City, Utah, Anchorage, Alaska. This is our fourth stop. We're going on to El Paso, Texas, and then to Northwest Arkansas. We've worked really closely with an organization called One Siouxland for the last couple of years.
When they called and said, hey, do you want to do it? I was like, absolutely.
Erica De Leon, I'm the director of One Siouxland.
So One Siouxland about 2 years ago was awarded a Gateways for Growth grant, which is really looking at the economic impact of immigrants and refugees on our community, looking at things like tax dollars, business started, jobs filled, things like that. And as part of that, then building a strategic plan to be a more welcoming and inclusive community. We've gotten so far away from civil discourse in this country in a lot of instances that it's really become important for us to get back to looking at each other as human, not as a Republican or a Democrat or whatever we label people.
Do you think Sioux City does enough to embrace diversity and people from different backgrounds?
Well, I think in general we're really good at that because we're Midwest and we have big hearts and we like to welcome people. But I think one of the big things is just understanding and getting to know people rather than listening to what we hear on the national news. If we would all, maybe turn the national news off and really just go outside and talk to each other and get to know each other a little bit better, I think that that's probably one of the best ways we can connect with anybody, regardless of what country they're from.
A sentiment echoed by those participating, including photographer Christine McAvoy.
What does America mean to you?
The biggest thing, I think, is acceptance.
In Sioux City, for Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.